Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, four lines from the top. Vomi Nemi Rav Chista, they asked Rav Chista, Misha Achal Vishas V'loi Berech, if a person ate and drank, he did not make the bracha, he forgot to make the bracha, Ma'u Sheyachzer V'yivarech. Now that he wants to continue eating, should he now make a bracha before he continues eating? Amar Lahu, he said to them, Misha Achal Shum V'reich Anoid, if someone ate garlic and there's an odor from his mouth, should he continue eating it so there should be even worse? Meaning he did something wrong. He ate without making a bracha. Should he continue eating without a bracha? Of course not. Of course he should make a bracha before continuing eating. Well, perhaps we should say, therefore, that even a person can finish eating completely, he finished the suda, then he should make a bracha after the fact. And where do we see a precedent for doing that, for making bracha after the fact? It's on Yatavo Ba'ala. I'm Rabbali also, Baruch Hashem Kirshana Ben Soysav, it's Vanola Tefillah. A person is Tevil. After the Tefillah, he makes the bracha on the Tefillah, Hashem Kirshana Ben Soysav, he makes it after the fact. V'loi Hidamar says, no, you cannot bring a rye from that. Hasami Koraga V'loi Chos. Previous, prior to that, the person was not roy to make the bracha. Hachami Koraga V'chosit. Over here, the bracha should have been made beforehand. The person was roy to make the bracha. So over there, he was not fit to make the bracha. We're talking in a situation, like Rashi says, where beroiv, that the bracha, the tefillah was for a balkari. A balkari cannot make the bracha. The Takanis Ezra, that was noig at that time, that he can't make a bracha, he can't learn Torah until he's tevil. So therefore, he had no choice. He could not have made the bracha before. He should not have made a bracha before. He could not have, so he makes it afterwards. But so over here, the person should have made the bracha before eating. And therefore, since we have over here, and once it was the time to make the bracha was come and gone, he should have made the bracha. Now it's after the fact. He's lost the opportunity. He doesn't make the bracha anymore. Ton Rabbanan, Aspargus. The Gemara is going to discuss now the different aspects of this type of beverage called Aspargus that they used to have, which was made with wine and cabbage, or alternatively with beer and cabbage. We'll see in the Gemara the differences between the two types. So Aspargus is Yofilalei v'tayvlei naim. It's good for the heart and it's good for the eyes. And certainly it's good for the intestines. And if someone drinks it regularly, it's healthful for his whole body. But if he intoxicates himself with it, then it's harmful for his whole body. So since it says it's good for the heart, we must be talking about the asparagus that's made out of wine. And he says, certainly it's good for the intestines. How can you say to the Tanya, Lilat Yofen, this asparagus, Lilat, if it's good for Laat, that's an acronym for the Lamed, is for Lev, Ayin is a Naim, and the Tes is for the whole, for the spleen. So it's good for that. Leramat Kasha, that's an acronym for the Rush, for the head, Mayayim, and Tachtonia is for hemorrhoids, it's harmful. So you see over here that the asparagus, that it is harmful for the me'ayim. And previously you said that it is good for the me'ayim. It says, a kol shekel b'nei me'ayim. So how do we resolve that? The answer is, ki tanya hi b'miyushan. There's a difference whether it's a miyushan or not. When we say when it's aged beyond the, Rashi says, 3 years old, when it's aged beyond the normal time, then it has a beneficial effect. But otherwise, it's harmful. Because it's not. Kind of miyayim shani time if a person made a netter. He made a netter that he's not going to taste any wine. Shayayin kashal b'nei miyayim, because the wine is harmful for b'nei miyayim. So he wanted to make a netter to refrain from it because it was harming him b'nei miyayim. Omruloi, and they said to him, Omruloi miyushan, yafuul b'nei miyayim. They said if it's aged, then it's good for the bnei yaim. Vishalsak, and he was quiet after that. Also bechaldash, and mutar b'miyushan. Then he's also bechaldash, because non-aged wine, wine that's not aged, it is harmful, so the neder is binding for that. But his mutter b'miyushan, it's mutter for the aged, because his whole neder, the reason he made the neder, the underlying reasoning was that it's harmful for b'nei miyayim, and miyushan is titled b'nei miyayim, so therefore he's therefore mutter b'miyushan. So shema mino, we see the difference between that the aged or not aged wine. The goyin takes out this also b'chadosh mutter b'miyushan. He's not goyers that. He says that it is not applicable over here. That his girsa is v'shalsak muter b'miyushan, and it's muter b'miyushan. The issue involved over here is that if it's a neter shehutra miksalsay, hutra kuloy, and therefore if it doesn't apply, the neter is not binding for aged wine. If you say neter shehutra miksalsay hutra kuloy, it should not apply for new wine either. So that's the gears of the guy. Tan Rabbanan, we're talking about asparagus. Tan Rabbanan Shisha Devorim Nemra about asparagus. Ein Shaisa Noisa Elik Shua Chai. It has to be drunk, chai, not diluted. Umole. And it has to be full cup. Umakabla Biyamin, you accept it from the person handing to you in your right hand. Shaisa is small, and then you drink it with your left hand. Vein Masich and Achrav. And you don't speak afterwards, you drink it without speaking. Ve'en mafsikim boy, and you don't drink it in sips, you drink it in one gulp. Normally you don't drink in one gulp, here you do. Ve'en machzir noisa lamishin osaloi, you only return it to the person who gave it to you. Ve'raka achrav, and you have to spit after drinking it. Ve'en saimcha noisa el b'minoi, you have to fortify yourself, you drink it, typically it's drunk in an empty stomach, you have to fortify yourself with food, you do it with a b'minoi, so if it's made out of wine, you eat grapes. We learn in the Braisa that you have to eat bread after it. Our answer is Laikasha, Habidacham, Habidashikhra. There's a difference if it's made out of the shikhra, or the made out of beer, or made out of wine. So if it's made out of wine, then you support it, you fortify yourself with grapes. If it's with beer, you fortify yourself with bread. For a lot, we said it's yofe lamat kosher. But tanya idach l'ramat yofe, and the other brisa says that for ramat it's yofe lalat kosher. Like kosher, haber cham, haber shichra. There's a difference between chamer and shichra. So this second brisa is talking about beer. Tanichad rakach rav loike. It says if he spits afterwards, he's like it. He gets afflicted with it. And this is just the opposite. Therefore, the one that we just said, if he doesn't spit afterwards, he's like, he gets afflicted. Then, if he doesn't, he gets afflicted, that harms him. So that's talking about beer, as we said. Therefore, he has to spit. Even if he's in front of the king, which is disrespectful, but it's a sakana. So it's a sakana sefoshes, then he has to do it. He has to rock afilu b'fnei melech. Yeah. Omer Shmuel ben Elisha shleish devarim sachlis real sarapnim. He said to me three things. Al titzel chalukha b'shachris miayad hashamesh v'tilbesh. Don't accept your garment from your servant, from your attendant. Don't accept the garment from his hand and put it on in the morning. And don't take the water to wash your hands from someone who himself he did not wash his hands. And don't return the kais asparagus, only return to the person who gave it to you. Because these shadim, this group of shadim, are vamila iskalal galnes. This other group called is Galnis shall Malachi Chavolim it's happening Lodim. They wait for the person. When a person come into my hands who is violated one of these things, then I'll be able to ensnare him, to capture him. Omer Yeshua ben Levi Shleish Devarim Sachli Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis told me three things. Al Titol Chalukha Shach Miyar HaShamesh HaTilbish. Like we said before. Va'al Titol Yad Chami Mishal Enat Al Yad. Va'al Tamad Lifnei Noshim. So this is a new one that we didn't mention before. A new Point Baal Tamad Lifnei Noshim Bisha Shechoyzim Min HaMez. When they're coming back from the Levaya, from the Mez, don't stand in front of the women. Mivnei Shani Merakit Baal Lifnei, because the Malach Mava says, I'm dancing before them. Bechar Bibiyadi, and I have my sword. My sword is in my hand. V'yeshele Rishus L'chabal, and I have permission to harm person who is in that situation. The Pogba my takonta, if he doesn't counter the women coming back from the mess, what's the takana? Lincha Miduchte should jump from his place Arba Amais for Amas Ikan Nahor Lavra. If there's a river, he should cross over to the other side. The Ika Darchachrina Lazelbo, if there's another path, he should go on the other path. The Ika Guda Lekahora, if there's a wall, he should go behind the wall. The Loy, if he has none of these options available to him, then Viloy Lahara Ape should turn his head away, Vilema, Vayemra, Hashem al Asata, Nigar Shembacho, Ad Chalfi Mine, until they pass away, they pass before him, and then he should then continue on his way. Omar Zeram Ravavar, Melamisni Satana, Sarat Varim Namur Keshal Broch. Coming now to the Keshal Brocha. So when you bench on the Keshal Brocha, there's 10 halachas that are mentioned by the Keshal Brocha, Tzon, Hadochu, Shtifa. It will, the more will explain each one of these. The list is in his Hadoch Shtifa washing, we'll see particulars so shortly. Chai, it's undiluted. Umole, it's full. Itur, it is crowned. V'ituf, it's covered. Noitel v'shteyarv, so we'll see what that means. Noitel v'shteyarv, he accepts it with two hands. V'shteyarv v'noise b'yamin, and then he holds it in his right hand. And when he's about benching, magvim en akar g'tefach, he lifts it a tefach above the table. V'noisen ein above, and he looks inside. Some say he also afterwards sends from the Kodesh Baruch Hu Tanchi Basin. We have only four that are Negea. The four that are Negea are Hadoch, Shtifa, Chai, Umole. These are the four that are Negea. So there's different opinions in Rishonim. Doesn't mean, like Ram says, that these are the only four that are Lahalocha. The rest we do not paskin Lahalocha. Or the Ritva says that these are the four that were Makbid on. All are Nageya, but the ones that are Ma'akev, these are the four that are Ma'akev. There's other pinches in the Shainim as well, but these are the main approaches. Tana Hadocha, so now explaining what does this mean? Tana Hadocha Mivifnim. Hadocha means washing it from the inside, Veshtefa Mibachutz. And Shtefa means rinsing it from the outside. So it means washing it inside and outside. And that's what it means. The Taisa says that Shtifa Mechutz Hadoch Mifnim, that Taisa says only is Nageya when the Kais is dirty, is when there's something in the cup, it's not clean, or some remnants from the previous use of it, that's when it's Nageya. Omer Yaychen Kolam Mevorach Al Kais Mole, if a person makes a Kais Brach, a Kais Mole, Nesam Nach, Lepni Mitzorah. If his Kais is Mole, is full, then his inheritance will also be without Mitzorah, without borders. It will also be Mole. Shinemar, Umole Birch Hashem, Yam Vedorum Yerasha. So the Birch Hashem, the Kais Al Brach, is Mole, Yam, there'll be East and West, North and South, he'll have no limitations. Rav Yosi Baruch Hanina Amer Zeicha Neichel Shnei Olam. He is Zeicha for two worlds. Oyel Mazav, Oyel Mabo. Ituf. What is Ituf? Rav Papa Atev Yosef. Rav Papa would wrap himself in a cloak and sit down to bench. Rav Asi pour a sudra al Reisha. He would put a sudra on his head. Pour a sudra al Reisha. So this is the basis of the halacha was brought down in Mishnah Brura that a person by benching wears a jacket, wears a hat and jacket. This is the makor that this is the ituf. Noitel b'shtei yadov, he takes it in his two hands. Amarav chenin bar papa mikro. What's the pasuk that shows us that? It says su yadechem kodesh baruchas Hashem. It says su yadechem kodesh, su yadechem, lift it up and bench Hashem.